Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
I've just discovered that I may have a son here in this land.
How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You was a dummy!
Hello, I am Hakim Jaffer, king of Zamunda. You are the heir to the throne.
Yes, my father.
He's supposed to be like the prince of Wakanda.
Wakanda is a fictional place.
Not to everybody.
Zamunda is a very real nation.
I don't need no handout.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I'm gonna pack.
Okay, baby.
Presenting King Akeem's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom's.
Children, this is your brother.
Hey, Quang. I'm sorry I slept with your man.
This happened before we even met.
It's not like you're the first man I've ever been with.
What did you just say about the other man?
Coming to America, now it's coming to me.
Welcome back, you guys, to the Kendall Doyle Show, Season 2. This is Episode 2. And I have an amazing guest tonight. I don't want to brag too much about her, but she's my cousin. But that's not why she's here. She's here because we live in a new generation where YouTube has taken over people's careers. And now you can stay at home and vlog and make millions of dollars. So she's a YouTube vlogger. And we're just going to talk about this new age that we're in where the economy has evolved where people can now make money from their living room. And that's crazy. So how you doing, Danielle?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
You look beautiful tonight. Really pretty.
You look good too.
Thank you. So I want to know, what do you plan on doing with your YouTube career?
I plan on touching a lot of people. I know there's a lot of people out there that wants to do the same thing I'm doing, but they might have fear of probably failing, or they have all these different thoughts in their heads. And also, I'm trying to get to a point where I'm financially stable, where I'm able to put my family in a place where they don't have to worry, or maybe they can go and do their own little thing and their own little avenue. So that's what I'm trying to get with YouTube. I'm just trying to touch different people. You know, it's not about the money. It's just about people just, looking at me and kind of, like, relating. That's all it is.
Yeah. And the name of your show is All Things Danny. Your YouTube is All Things Danny.
Yes.
And so you guys could just subscribe.
Subscribe. Yeah. Please do.
Subscribe to All Things Danny. Now, I'm just different. When I didn't really get onto YouTube and start watching people until I saw De'Ara and Ken.
Me neither.
I'm not really like, I know somebody that'll get on YouTube and actually just watch people. That's not me, but I know that is this new generation.
Mm-hmm.
But De'Ara and Ken was very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the richest YouTuber is Ryan Kaji.
Mm-hmm.
And he's only like, what, 9 years old?
Yes, I was amazed.
9 years old, and he's making like about $29 million.
Mm-hmm.
He has over 40 million subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't actually get into Ryan because, like I said, he's nine. But obviously he's doing something to be as successful
something,
as he
right,
is.
Right?
So what is your goal? What are you going to do on your show that's going to make you appealing to 40 million or even more people?
Be me. That's all I
really
can say.
Good, that's a really good answer.
Be me. Be consistent. Be consistent with anything you do, because I feel as if you're consistent, people are going to be like, even if they don't want to watch it, I'm like, dang, let me watch this girl because she keep posting. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, be consistent, believe in yourself, you know, be me, because it's only one of me. Because at the end of the day, is we're human. I feel like we all, in a sense, we all could do the same things. You know what I'm saying? All I can do is be me and put it out there. And I know that's going to get me somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
And what is your content about? Just you doing you on
just
a daily basis?
Just me doing me. It took me a while to understand what I really wanted to do. Like, I didn't know if I wanted to do pranks, you know? But I just did the vlogging thing, and it felt more natural. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
So, it's like, if you go somewhere, like, even with, like, you're at the Kendall Doyle show. Mm-hmm. So, your next vlog will just be you in the life of Danny, mm-hmm. just you doing you mm-hmm. at an interview or yeah. anything like that. Just, and that entertains people.
That
you
is.
Don't know how many people are just sitting at home eating chips, not doing nothing, that want to watch Danielle. Like, you don't even know. Yeah. So that entertains people. That's great.
Yeah.
So I know when I started my show, it was a few things that was hard for me starting mm-hmm. off. And I got a lot of advice to give to somebody. I'm not my thing, you know, my little whatever I'm doing is not perfect. I really didn't know what I was doing. I just did it.
Mm-hmm.
But with you, what was like some challenges for you to start a YouTube? I mean, you got to wake up one day and actually do it. And not just talk about it.
I've always wanted to do it. I've thought about this for a long time, but I would always say, "Oh, well, I probably should have started when I was younger." Or maybe it's too corny, you know, but I just got out of my head. I mean, the thing is, like, it's better late than never, you know what I'm saying? So I just one day just was like, forget it. I don't care what people, how they look at it. I'm going to just do it, you know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, I just like to feel like I'm helping somebody in some type of way. Because somebody looking at me and probably like, dang, she doing it. I could do it too. That's all. Mm-hmm. Like, I just was just like, forget about it. Just go ahead and do it. Don't talk about it. I was waiting till I got the perfect equipment until my life was a certain way. And I'm like, girl, just do it, you know?
So is that the advice that you would give people to just do it?
Just do it.
Like, for people that want to start out and do a YouTube, what would you tell them?
I didn't, like, a lot of people, they want to wait until everything is all aligned. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not always like that.
Yep. I just, you know, I know the interview is not about me, but it is my show. And just when I started off, I was just like, I don't have this and I don't have that. And I don't mm-hmm. have the perfect camera quality
mm-hmm.
and I don't have the perfect this and I don't have perfect audio.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can see, like, each time I do a show, I just get better.
Me
I change
too.
Locations.
Yeah. Yeah.
I, you know, I just get better. And I feel like that's for anybody, you know, if you got something to do, you got something you want to do, don't wait till you think that it's perfect, because it'll never be.
Yeah, it'll never be perfect. Yeah, yeah, you
don't
right.
wait till it's just perfect. So what do you want to improve on?
I want to improve on better content, also better quality, like mm-hmm. my camera, of course. I look at my videos and people say they see the improvement, but I see where I mess up. But I just, you know, just want to improve in those things, you know, that's all.
Yeah. And you got any, like, special plans you want to do for content in the future? Like, what's coming up?
Of course. As my life progresses, it's going to only get better. So I don't know exactly. I can't read into the future, but I do know I'm going to be big. I'm going to be a household name. And with that, of course, as I grow and as my channel grows, the content will get better. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you what's in store, but I know it's a lot coming up. So y'all just stay tuned.
So, speaking on improvement,
mm-hmm.
I watched your channel myself, and it was on one vlog you did where you just said that you know that, you know, since you first started and as your videos have progressed, you just see better content mm-hmm. overall.
Yes.
Same with me. When mm-hmm. I first started, you just see better content overall, and you kept bringing up the word consistency.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that's important?
Yes,
to
I
your
do.
Success, consistency?
Consistency. Yes, I do, most definitely, because...
Like, mm-hmm. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm just saying, like, because we don't have... Starting off, you don't have a lot of support. Mm-hmm. You don't have a lot of viewers.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of, you know, following. And it's very... it's very easy for you to feel like you just want to give up.
Yeah.
I'm like, these people not watching me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so what motivates you to just say, it's okay that I don't have this many viewers or whatever the case may be?
It's because even though people aren't saying it, I can see it. You know, I see who's there now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what? The ones that ain't looking, I'm prove y'all wrong. Y'all gonna, eventually y'all gonna be paying me to be on whatever y'all doing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I just know it's gonna get me somewhere. I'm hungry. Like, I want it. You know what I'm saying? I can't see myself working a 9-to-5 for the rest of my life. I don't care if I'm 90 and I get to that point. It's mm-hmm. just, you know, I just see it. I envision it. So that's all it is, you know? And I do see that I get the support from people that, you know, that I get the support from. And I want to be able to do things for them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So that's all. That's what motivates me. I'm like, okay, y'all going to be coming in later. Y'all going to be trying to hit me up. And I'm like, I'm too booked.
Booked and busy.
Most definitely.
Okay. So you guys, the channel is All Things Danny. I would like for you guys to subscribe to the link so that every day or whenever Danielle posts her new vlog, you can sign on and view it. Same with the Kendall Doyle Show. You guys, make sure you subscribe. I really appreciate you coming on with me.
I appreciate you too, cousin.
You are so beautiful. You're so great. And you're going to do big, amazing things. And
Thank you.
We encourage each other. We lift each other. And that's all you can do.
Yes.
Thank you guys for coming on with me today. I enjoyed every moment of it. This is the second episode, and we just gonna keep going. We're gonna keep getting better. And that's the Kendall Doyle Show. I'll see you back again next week. Thank you.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.